Good morning and welcome to Let's Talk. Thank you for joining us for this half hour. This particular segment of Let's Talk has been pre-recorded, so the phone lines will not be open. Some of the information may be dated, as this program was recorded at an earlier time. Now, let's talk.
Sue Morgan, always nice to have you with us at this time of the day. And of course, it's just about 11:15, so we have 30 minutes to sit and chat. And today we are going to be talking with Lutheran Senior Life, or VNA. I know they're one partnership, but we like to include them both. And we're going to be talking about the personal response unit, emergency response unit. And we'll talk with Shirley here in just a moment about that. Just your reminders, first of all, because I like to make sure that you know that you can stick with us even if you have to be mobile, even if you have to work, if you have your computer beside you. So this is the way; these are the ways that you can go about doing that. Of course, you have us on the radio. That's one. Two, if you're listening on our computer or your computer, we're at WISR680.com. We are listening, or we are streaming live 24/7, which means you can listen to us live. Now, if you have to be mobile, you would go into your Android or iPhone device, get into the Play Store, and plug in WISR 680, and the app will come up there for you. It's a free app, free download, and that way, if you have to be mobile today during our show, you can just take us with you. Then if you have the app, then you can listen to Dave later on his show. So it works out the whole entire way around. So those are the ways that you can listen. If you like what you hear, if you want to hear again the information after we're done, this will be the podcast of the day. Back online you go, you just get into the programs, then you look for Let's Talk, then you'd look for the VNA, Lutheran Senior Life. So, all right, so I think, Shirley, we've gone through the checklist. Everything's done. You got to do the checklist first. Shirley Ellenberger with us, of course, and she's spotlighting the PERS unit, as we always call it, and it's the Personal Emergency Response Unit for seniors with VNA, Lutheran Senior Life. And first of all, I always like to ask you about the partnership. It's been, I'm guessing, 3 years. I mean, it's been a few years now.
It has been.
And how is everything working out?
Very well. Very well.
Mm-hmm. And have you had more of a request, if you will, for the PERS unit as you've gone along and more opportunities have come about for Lutheran Senior Life and VNA being together?
Yes, because we have brought, you know, their employees with us, so we have increased our numbers.
Mm-hmm. So we've talked before about the PERS unit. There is always exciting technological advances when we talk. And you actually have the latest PERS unit that you want to talk about. We're going to start there and work our way through this maze, if you will, because it's not that one system is better than the other. You've told me it just depends on the individual.
Exactly, yes. And it depends on, you know, are you homebound? Are you more active? So it depends on what unit you would really want to have.
So let's talk about the newest unit. Is it the Tunstall? Is that what you call it?
Yeah, it's through the Tunstall company. Based out of New York City, originally from London, England. And we had started out with American Medical Alert Corporation. Tunstall came in and bought out American Alert Corporation. And so we've combined, just kind of like Lutheran Senior Life, VNA. Mm-hmm. So we became bigger, which makes us, you know, that we have more access,
more growth, and more opportunities. Yeah,
correct.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So tell me about this system.
Okay, our newest system is the Cell MXD. It's a cellular unit. And what's nice about this one, it goes through the AT&T carrier, which is so much better in Western PA, as opposed to our other cellular unit, which is through T-Mobile. And I like the unit. We've only put out about three because we just recently had the training on those. And probably we've only had them a month and a half anyway. So it's a better unit. It's the clarity on it is so much better. The range distance goes much further than the other unit that we have. We can also adapt a fall detector on it, which is good, and that goes more further distance.
Is this GPS or is this non-GPS?
No, this is a non-GPS
one. Okay.
So
when you talk about the distance going further, you're talking for those individuals that are at home
right.
but want to go outside, and that's the perimeter you're talking about.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Do you have the distance?
It's about 600 feet.
Okay. What was the old system?
The older one is about 390.
Okay.
So it's a good distance.
Really good distance, especially if you have a lot of land and it's your own property and you want to get outside.
Yeah, exactly. And the cellular units are good right now only because there are so many individuals out there are not going with a landline. All they have is a cellular.
So that's what you mean by a cellular unit is that this number that is with your PERS, do you get a pendant?
Yes, this one is just a pendant only. It does not come with a wristband or anything like that.
That number is attached to a cellular phone.
Right.
So when you're calling, if you fall and you have fall detection with this and if you do need to call for help, is it just a button as normal?
It's just a button as normal. Very small as opposed to the other one, which I like. And of course, you can still have your responders on there as well, but it'll just call your cell phone. Most everybody would carry their cell phone with them.
Yeah.
So if you're out in the yard and maybe you're on a lawnmower or something and have a problem, say you have quite a bit of property, something happens, you push the button, it goes to the console in the house, and they would, in return, call your cell phone.
Mm, okay.
So.
Very good. Now, this is a unit that I'm looking at that, to me, I want to put it in my pocket. Is that not a good idea? I mean, with any of these units, you know, they're so small, sometimes you just want to put them in your pocket or your purse. If you have a pendant, should you wear it as a pendant?
Yes, as a pendant. Now, we have the other GPS units are small, which you could put in your pocket.
Okay,
we'll talk about that
in a moment. But for this, it's important to wear it as a pendant.
Exactly.
Okay, and the reason being?
You have to have it on you
if
you have a problem. And this one, like I said, this one only comes with a lanyard. So... I know, it does show, you're looking at it.
Yeah, I'm looking at the picture. Yeah, for all of our visual radios out there, right? Yeah.
It does show a wristband, which I do not have those available just yet.
Okay, so you would just go with the lanyard, and of course a lanyard is kind of the rope-like thing that goes around your neck to make it look like a necklace, so that's what a lanyard is. How much is this for, is it a month? Per year? How do people
usually pay? They go monthly or they can do the automatic withdrawal from a checking, which makes it about $3 less. But we're looking at this unit as $45 a month. Now, if you add the fall detector pendant, it is like $10 more a month. But a lot of people are doing the automatic withdrawal from a checking, $3 less per month. You can pay yearly. However, you know, people pay 6 months at a time, or maybe you have a family member that wants to pick up payment on it. You live out of town. They can't be here. They want to do something for their family, so they'll say, you know, send us the bill. And basically, that's the payment.
Many, many options there. Now, before we get into the next unit, I want to make sure that we stress this throughout the show, because this is included, right? Any of these devices are included in the promotion that you have coming up in May and June.
Correct.
And tell us about that promotion.
Okay, usually the month of May and June, in lieu of Mother and Father's Day, we always do have a free install, which is a $30 value. Well, this year we've added for May and June a free lockbox. And that is also about a $30 value. So you're looking at $60 value for any self-pays who would come into the program between May and June.
You say self-pay?
Self-pay.
And what does that mean? Explain that terminology.
Say maybe you have a mother that you would like to have one for her. That's a self-pay, because we do have contracts with a couple other companies. Those are not self-pay.
Okay.
Those are like a contract.
Okay. So it'd be the individuals listening
correct.
Coming in, and if you have any questions about that, of course, Lutheran Senior Life VNA would be able to answer those questions for you folks. And before we repeat the promo again, what is the contact number in order for us to call? Or do we look you up online with Lutheran Senior Life?
No, you can call our customer center, 724-282-6806.
6806. All right, 282-6806. All right, so the promotion again will run for May and June. And if you order during that time or get it installed and, you know, get that scheduled, then you get the free install for May and June plus a free lock box, and both independently $30. So combined, you're looking at a $60 value. So if you're looking at doing this or you've been thinking about doing this, you could do it now, but you can always do it now if you wanted to. You wanted to wait for, you know, a couple of weeks and, you know, get that $60 value, you're more than welcome to do that as well. Your option. But, you know, if somebody is in need of it now, it is always important to give a call and make sure that, you know.
And you know what? If you don't know what to get mother or grandmother for Mother's Day, Father's Day, perfect.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Peace of mind for family members and
even
for mom or dad. You know, I'm sure that they, you know, do you find that, that you get that response from individuals? That
we do. Oh, absolutely. Out of town people would call in and say, you know what, I saw this. I kind of like to get this for my mom. She needs something like this. And it's a great gift for somebody who's elderly.
Absolutely. Now, which is the unit that I can have at my house and, like, go to Florida if I want or go to Arizona if I want? I mean, which unit is that?
Okay, that's our, we have two different units. One is the BELL system, what we call the BELL, the B-E-L-L-E system. It's a GPS. This is a less expensive one, and then we have the mobile safety device, which is also the GPS, and it's a more expensive one.
Okay, and why is that one more expensive?
That one is more expensive for the reason it has a fall detector built into the unit. It has a tracker built into the unit, as opposed to the BELL system that only has the locator.
Okay, so what's the difference when you're talking locator versus tracker?
Okay, a locator, say you're on the corner of Main and Jefferson, they can locate you.
Okay.
With the GPS, the mobile safety that has the tracker, they can track you up to 25 previous places that you have been.
Ah, okay.
Okay, so maybe you have an Alzheimer's who has been out walking, and they can track that individual.
And they can locate as well, right?
Exactly.
Of course.
Exactly.
So they can locate and track with the mobile safety device, and they just locate with the BELL system.
Correct.
Okay. All right. So is there a newer BELL system that's out?
No, just the one that I think we talked about, I don't know, however long ago, year ago or whatever, 6 months. There is a difference in the charging. Because these are chargeable units, the BELL, only takes a 30-day charge, which that's kind of like people like, where the MSD GPS one, you do have to charge that daily.
Okay, so then let's specify that. Okay, so the BELL, you can charge it, I say once, but leave it on charge, and that lasts for 30 days? Is that what you're saying?
Well, of course that depends on the area. I mean, because it goes by cellular. I have a demo. I live in a really bad cellular area, and I charge mine about once every 3 weeks.
Okay. All right. So then the other device we were talking about, which is the mobile safety device.
Right.
That one's going to need more frequent charging.
Right. Well, I always say, now it will take up to a 36-hour charge, but I don't want it to go that long because I like for everybody to get into a routine of 4 hours in a 24-hour period. And I think if you have that in your mind, 424, then that's, and once it's charged and they keep it charged that way, there should not be any problem with it whatsoever.
What happens, no matter what device we're talking about, what happens whenever the charge does go down? Are you alerted in some way, or whoever's, you know, monitoring these systems, are they alerted?
Yes, we get a fax. Say like an individual maybe who needs a service or something, they can pick up a problem in that unit, and we would get a fax on it, follow up with that service, you know, contact the individual and say, you know, we have a low battery, we have such and such, and we would make an appointment and go out and do the service call at no cost.
Oh, at no cost.
At no cost. Yes.
And that's always self-assuring, I think, or reassuring, I should say, as a family member, because what if mom or dad are sick and, you know, we don't know that they're sick.
Right.
And the next thing you know, you find that there's an issue just because they didn't charge their unit.
Right.
So, yeah. So, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, when you say you go out and check, is that the V&A? Is it Lutheran Senior Life?
Yes, we send one of our techs out.
Okay, you send your techs out. Mm-hmm. And how does that run whenever you want to purchase any of these units? How long will it take for, let's say I order one, how long will it take before I see a tech come out? 24 hours a week?
Can have it in within 24 hours.
Wow, okay. Mm-hmm. That's very nice. Yeah. Okay, so we got other units to talk about, and I'll remind you folks that any of the units that we talk about with the V&A and Lutheran Senior Life, because of course they're one entity now, they're considered the PERS units, the Personal Emergency Response System. See, I got it down.
Correct.
There,
you
took
do.
Me a while, but I got it down.
You have it.
And there's a promotion happening in May and June. And basically, if you want to get in on this, if this is something that you've been wanting to do, then during May and June, you can get a free install, which is usually about $30, and then the free lockbox, which is about $30. So you got pretty much a $60 value that's coming to you free just to take on the promotion and order one of these units. You don't have to order all. You can pick whatever's good for you and go that way. So now there are other units that you have, or it's called a mobile mate, so it's one more unit that you would have. And talk about the mobile mate. How does that one differ than everything else we've been talking about?
Well, of course, that mobile mate goes by cellular, which you do not need the landline phone. And a lot of people are upgrading who have a basic unit. And I think people are more active today, they travel more, and they want that security that they can get help wherever they're at. So, you know, they can take it to Florida, they can take it wherever they go with them in the little charging base in the unit itself, you know, stick it in your suitcase and go with it. And basically, it's an excellent little unit. And like I said, people are upgrading from a basic unit, and maybe they're doing away with their landline phone, so that this is the next item that they would get because of being cellular, and they can take it with them.
So when you're in Florida, we're picking on Florida. Florida's a nice place, so let's go to Florida for a moment. Yeah, we live here. Our main home is here. Who gets alerted when you're in Florida and you need help? I would assume it's those folks in Florida because they're closest to you, but do you still get an alert back here at home?
We would. It doesn't matter where you're at with that little unit. I would get a fax if something goes wrong or it needs service or maybe they've pushed the button. I would also get a fax on that. Now, say if you have an individual, maybe they're going for the winter, okay? Then, therefore, we would want to change address, telephone number, like your ambulance, police, and so on. Get all the demographics changed for those few months that they're gone. Now, if they're gone for maybe 2 weeks or something like that, that's not really necessary because what they would do is we would still get the facts
and
all that.
Yeah, so. But if it's more of a permanent second home.
Exactly.
Yeah, then
yeah,
no matter
exactly.
Where it would be. Mm-hmm. So talk about the basic, the fall pendant too, because there are a lot of people who stay at home. They're not able or capable to go out. Maybe they don't choose to go out, and that's fine. So they may not need the locator. They may not need the tracker, and they would just like a fall pendant or the more basic unit.
Well, somebody who's at fall risk, and that's where the fall detector comes in, because they have a landline. Maybe you have a 90-year-old grandmother. They're not into technology with a cell phone or anything like that. They still have their landline, but they want the unit, the landline unit with the fall detector, and because they're at fall risk. So that's good. So we can put a regular button on there, or we can put a fall detector button on that basic unit.
So you can go either or. So it's mm-hmm. See, and I guess what I'm hearing whenever you talk in those terms is, again, it's personalizing it to whatever it is that I need or my family member needs.
Right. It goes on the individual, what their needs are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, good. And so the promotion, of course, in May and in June, and the free lock box in there, and also the free install. And it's always a great thing to be able to get, because you have a lot of individuals who are in need. But what about the price? I know you talked about the price in some cases, and you gave us some prices, but how does the VNA Lutheran Senior Life work with people who are wondering, can I afford this?
Well, I always tell people, if they have any services through maybe Area Agency on Aging, maybe they're connected with any of the LIFE programs, we can work that way. And then, of course, I would give them pricing. Lots of people, their family will pay for the unit for them, which is good. And, you know, they would contact a family. Maybe they'll pay partially monthly. This is just a gift for mom or dad, because maybe they live out of town and they want to do something for their family, and they will take care of paying for that bill.
Are any of these devices waterproof?
They're all waterproof.
They all are waterproof.
Everyone is waterproof, yes.
Oh, that's nice. Even if you're on vacation and you just, you know, you're by the ocean or something, mm-hmm. or, mm-hmm. you know, there's always spills somewhere along the line.
It's not like your cell phone.
And
if you drop it in the water.
But then also, if you need to take it in the shower, you'd be able to then.
Absolutely. And that's where the falls happen. So that's, and I always stress, wear it in the shower. No matter what you have, wear it in the shower.
And so what happens if you are in one room, like the microphone and speaker unit, where is that usually set? Or does that differ per unit? Because if you are in an entire different room, and then you can't be heard by whomever's trying to communicate with
you.
Well,
what they would do, what we try to do with the landline units, we want them centrally located, if at all possible. That's not always possible, but if at all possible, we will do them centrally located. Maybe you've pushed the button, you've been in the basement. What will happen is, if they can't hear you, usually they can hear you. You may not be able to hear them. Then the protocol would be, they would call back on the telephone. And if you do not answer from a telephone, then they would call responders or whoever you have listed.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And then go from there. How many people can be on the emergency contact list?
You know what? That's a good question. I've had no one.
Okay.
All they want is ambulance. I've had as high as 6 individuals as a responder.
And when that kind of scenario comes, if mom or dad falls and the authorities are alerted, and then they start on that emergency call list of mm-hmm. family members, do they just call the top one or until they get somebody, or is it a phone chain where they call everybody?
No, they would just call until they would get someone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I think they do leave a message, and then they would go on. But, they just keep on going until they find somebody. And if they can't, why, then it goes straight to the ambulance and police. Yeah.
So as in all technology, it wears out at some point. So if I am already working with one of these systems, because there are so many systems that are part of the PERS units, what do I do? Do I just contact you if something's not working? How does it get replaced? Is it free to replace it?
Yeah, we do not charge for any service call whatsoever, which makes it kind of nice for us. And I always say, well, we are local, so, you know, you don't get it in a box and you install it yourself, and then if something happens, you know, you wait 6 months to get it replaced or whatever, we do have that technician who comes out and installs and makes sure that they test the range of the pendant and make sure the individual and kind of like a family member along that they know how to use it and how far they can use the pendant.
When you're talking about how far they can use it, it makes me think, what if they get cut off? Like, what if they go out of range? Is that like it shutting off in terms of...
Well, if they go out of that range, of course, we don't know that.
Yeah.
I mean, they have to stay within the range.
Yeah. And then do they have to keep it clean? Yeah. Have them break down because they just aren't clean enough?
Well...
And that's when you call for service and say, come on out.
No, they're all kind of, you can wipe them off with, you know, like a damp cloth or something
sure.
like that.
But if they're waterproof, I mean, there you go,
right?
Take it in the shower and wash it up.
Absolutely.
Oh, my. So just talk a moment about the benefits of the PERS units with the VNA and anything that you can share in the way of responses that people have given you, family members, peace of mind, ease, staying home, independence.
Well, I have had so many people say, first of all, operators. The operators on the other end of the unit, I've had them say, oh, those operators are so, they're so kind, so considerate. And if they push it by accident, they'll say, oh, I'm so sorry. And the operators will say, you know, don't apologize. You know, this is okay. Because we want them to test them monthly anyways. And the operators, I've had nothing but good about the operators. Family members says, you know what, yeah, this just gives us peace of mind. And, you know, you might have an individual says, oh, I don't think I want that. But then, you know, something happens and they've used it one time and then they're happy that they have it.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're very portable, right? They don't weigh very much.
Oh,
dependents.
No, absolutely not.
Bracelets. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're very portable, very easy to work with. Mm-hmm. And again, like you said, your service calls are free. So that's a bonus.
That is a bonus.
That is a bonus. I mean, right there, that should be in with your promotion. But that's an all-around, every day, every week promotion with a VNA, Lutheran Senior Life, of course. Shirley Ellenberger with us. And we're talking about the PERS units, the many units that you would have an option to choose from if you want to go with the VNA. And people have the right to choose of who they'd like to go with. And, of course, VNA being one of those options. And so the promotion, though, you can't beat this promotion. Again, Shirley, go over that really quickly for us in May and June. What's happening?
Okay, May and June would be a free install in lieu of Mother and Father's Day. And then the promotion would be a free lockbox. And that way, if maybe you have no responders, nobody close by, you can put that key in the lockbox. And then if the ambulance needs to gain access to your home, that's the way to go.
Yeah, it is.
So you're looking at probably about a $60 value for May and June.
So again, that's May and June. If you want to order and get that taken care of, you can. If you want something earlier and this is something you want to get taken care of for Easter or, you know, any time in April,
absolutely,
you can. You're more than welcome to do that. Just get in touch with Lutheran Senior Life VNA. And as we always say, Lutheran Senior Life and VNA together, because they are one unit now. But if you'd like to look them up, what you do is lutheranseniorlife.org. You can always Google VNA in Butler, and you're going to get the same thing. It'll take you to the same place. But if you want that one website, it's lutheranseniorlife.org. Shirley, thank you so much. It's always nice to see you.
Thank you for having me.
And you always get to save us money with these great promotions. So up to a $60 value, May and June, Lutheran Senior Life and VNA. Folks, if you'd like to hear this program again, of course, you can always do that on our website. That's WISR680.com. And just go to Programs, Let's Talk, and then Lutheran Senior Life VNA. And it will be the podcast of the day. So thank you so much for joining us. I'm Tracy Morgan with Let's Talk.
The information and opinions shared on this program are solely those of our guests and do not necessarily represent those of WISR, the Butler County Radio Network, or its staff and employees. Tune in to WISR 680 AM Sunday mornings for these programs. Senior Voice at 710 AM,
the Rosary at 8, Church of God at Conakinesing at 8:30, followed by church services from St. Paul's Roman Catholic Church at 9:15 and First Baptist Church at 11.
A beauty queen, she made a ride that caused a scene in the town. Her long blonde hair hanging down around her knees. All the cats who dig striptease, praying for a little breeze. Her long blonde hair falling down across her arms. Charms. Lady Godiva, she found fame and made her name. A Hollywood director came into town and said to her, how'd you like to be a star? You're a girl who could go far, especially dressed the way you are. She smiled at him.